The bathing ritual marked the climax of the three-month Hindu festival known as the Kumbh Mela. Wednesday was the last of 4 days, which are considered to be particularly auspicious for the dip in the river, which Hindus regard as sacred. Organizers estimate that more than 8 million people took a dip on Wednesday along a 15-kilometer stretch off the river. The first to participate in the ritual were hundreds of Hindu holy men called Naga Sadhus. The naked, ash-smeared ascetics live and meditate in seclusion in forests and mountains and only emerge to take part in the Kumbh festival. Dozens of foreigners also took part in the ritual. Hindus believe the ritual bath in the Ganges cleanses them of sin and frees them from the cycle of birth and rebirth. The Kumbh Mela attracts staggering numbers. Organizers say as many as 40 million people have streamed into temple-dotted Haridwar since mid-January when the festival began. It concludes later this month. The festival's chief organizing officer, Anand Bardhan, outlines the logistics of housing the devotees in pilgrim encampments.
Just very massive planning and massive execution, which includes the security forces, security arrangements, the sanitation, the medical facilities, the water supply, power supply, etc.
Just before the start of Wednesday's bathing ritual, two people were killed when they were hit by a car carrying Hindu holy men. On top of the agenda for organizers is preventing stampedes. There have been mishaps at previous festivals. Dozens of people were crushed to death in a stampede in 2003. The Kumbh Mela is held every 3 years and commemorates a mythical battle between the gods and demons about a pitcher containing the nectar of immortality. 4 drops are said to have fallen on 4 different Indian towns, and the festival rotates between these towns. It has been described as a spectacle of devotion, unparalleled for its sheer scale and color. Anjana Pasricha for VOA News, New Delhi.